We're back on 720 WGN. All right, Mount Baldy is on the move. You know the dune at the Indiana Dunes National Park. Spokesman Bruce Rowe is on the phone line now. Bruce, welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me, Steve.
You know, I think most of us got to know Mount Baldy when it came to that terrible accident. I think it was back in 2013. A six-year-old boy was engulfed or swallowed up by this dune. I hear that he's made a full recovery, so that's great. But I just was reading about, I love this idea of this dune sort of being alive and moving every year. Tell me about that.
Oh, absolutely. Mount Baldy is probably our most unique dune here at the National Park. Its name gives you a little bit of the idea. It's got the fewest plants on it, where most of our dunes are grass-covered or even have forests on them. Since it doesn't have any plant material to kind of hold it in place, it's been on the move, well, even before this park was created in 1966. On average, it probably moves about 4 feet a year. I know some particularly windy winters moved it up to 11 feet in a year.
Wow. And so it moves from front to back. I mean, that's a terrible question, but as it gains on its backside, it's losing on its front side?
That's correct. Most of the strong enough winds to move the dune are coming out of the north during the winter, not always in the winter. So the prevailing movement is from the north to the south.
Why is it that it has no vegetation while other dunes might have forest?
We don't know the original reason for that, though we suspect it had to do with a lack of sand nourishment on its beach, because just to the east of it, there's a big harbor structure. So the beach on the Mount Baldy side of that harbor structure actually tends to be fairly small. So you don't have a lot of sand to come in, which will blow into small, what they call fore dunes, which kind of acts as a buffer mm-hmm. to kind of protect the dune behind it, giving plants a better chance to grow. There are some on it, and actually in the last few years, since we restricted movement or hiking on top of the dune, we've had some more marum grass and other plants start to grow on Mount Baldy, but it's still pretty bald.
Have you planted some of those grasses yourself?
Yes, we have. Our resource management division, about 4 or 5 years ago, really started a big project out there to vegetate certain portions of it that were moving the quickest.
And so if you go now to the Indiana Dunes National Park on the south side of Mount Baldy, you'll actually see that the dune is overtaking a parking lot, correct?
That's correct. It hasn't actually reached the parking lot, but there's an exit road from that parking lot that is now halfway covered up. The good news is the parking lot is going to be changed from a one-way to a two-way, so we can continue to use that parking lot probably for another 7 to 10 years would be my guess.
Talking to Bruce Rowe, the spokesman for the Indiana Dunes National Park. And so is Baldy the only dune that's on the move?
There's some other dunes closer to the lake that are moving a bit, but in terms of the national park, it's the only one that has any significant movement at all.
I'm interested, too, because I don't know the history of it very much, but I know there's a sand shortage around the world, and I kind of remember in Michigan they used to harvest sand from the dunes. They did that in Indiana as well for a time, right?
Oh, they did for sure. As a matter of fact, at the national park, we've got a large beach area called West Beach, and there's actually a flat, looks like a sandy plain next to it. That was actually sand mined, I'm told, back in the 50s.
And that's not going to happen again anytime soon?
No, nothing within the national park will ever be sand mined. The entire 15,000 acres are protected. We maintain the natural resources, and there's not going to be any sand mining here.
The sand is used for glass, right? Anything else?
I know it's been used for fill. I don't know if it gets used in cement. I believe it does.
Okay.
Actually, the most famous dune in Michigan City years ago was the Hoosier Slide. That was completely sand mined, I think, back in the 30s, maybe even before that, and used for ball glass jars.
Tell me about the Hoosier Slide, because I'd never heard of it before. I just read an article in the Northwest Indiana Times, I think it was. But it was a great tourist spot in the turn of the 20th century, into the 20th century, correct?
Correct. It was long gone before I got here, but I've seen postcards that were sold with it on it. It was, I'm told, and what it looked like, it was probably about twice the size of Mount Baldy.
Wow.
And, yeah, people would hike there, and eventually, though, it was completely sand mined and hauled away.
Now, when it comes to Mount Baldy, access is restricted, right, since this accident in 2013, but it is back open to the public, correct?
That's correct. The parking lot is open every day. People can walk on a safe trail that we've got. It starts through the woods, but then goes over the side of Mount Baldy down to the beach. So you can still enjoy the beach. You can see Mount Baldy behind you. If you want to actually go on top of the dune, you have to go on one of our ranger-led hikes, because we know the safe path to get you up there to enjoy it. And this summer, we'll be doing Mount Baldy hikes again. Last year, we didn't do them due to COVID, but starting May 8th, we're going to restart some of our hikes, which will include daytime and an occasional evening hike on top of Mount Baldy.
Sounds fantastic. You got to travel quite a ways to see the glaciers moving, but not so far to see the dunes moving, right over in the Indiana Dunes National Park. Bruce Rowe from the park, thanks very much. It was nice to talk to you.
It was good to talk to you. Thanks a lot.
All right, let's check in now with Mary.